Coach's Insight programs continue here tonight on KARE 93.7. I'm Brandon Tammer. We're joined by the Jefferson County North Girls basketball coach. That is Steve Knoll, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. It's been a couple weeks since we have last spoke to the coach, and now obviously this week has been hampered with some weather and a lot of cancellations and postponements and a scheduled game on Friday for JCN at home against Morehill Mounts Academy. We'll talk about that in a moment. But, Coach, your team's been off the floor for quite some time, but how'd you use the extra practice time over the holiday break, and how do you feel like your guys got better maybe over the last two or three weeks?
Over break, I thought our practices, the first couple practices kind of started out kind of sluggish for us. But after that, I thought we really had some of our best practices of the season. We were able to put some things in, make some adjustments, and I thought things were ready to get going, and now we've been out again this week, haven't had any practices, so, you know, where I think we were getting into shape, you know, back into shape and things ready to go, now we've had some days off. It's kind of hard to guess where we're going to be when we get on the court again.
Yeah, how frustrating is that? I mean, do you have, you know, are there certain, like, workout plans you can give the girls to do? I mean, is there anything that you kind of expect them to do, or is it just like, you know, it is what it is, and we just go with it once we are back up and running?
Yeah, it's pretty much just, you know, it is what it is, and we'll get going once we get back, because, you know, a lot of mine live out in the country, and, you know, with everything drifted, and, you know, who knows if they could get out, get much done, or whatever anyway, so... Some of the things we experienced, I don't remember if it was last year or 2 years ago, but we had a number of days and cancellations that, you know, you just kind of got to live with them, and you know that everybody else is kind of in the same boat, so when you get ready to play, you just got to, you know, take it from there and go.
I guess we can maybe discuss that final game before the holiday break, and obviously a positive one going into the break. That was back on December 19th, but a three-point win at home against Pleasant Ridge, 32-29, and obviously a good way to at least get yourself into the holiday break with a victory.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, when I look at our pre-Christmas schedule, you know, it was tough with our non-league games there and then playing Pleasant Ridge from within our league. And to go in 2-2, I was very happy with that. But that Pleasant Ridge game, you know, we're two pretty evenly matched teams. And I think I don't think the lead was bigger than 7 points either way. I think we had a 7-point lead early. They caught us. They got a 7-point lead later. And then, you know, I think playing the bigger schools helped us out. You know, we were behind a couple other games and were able to, you know, come back like against Jeff West. And I think we learned from that, and we were able to come back on Pleasant Ridge and end up holding on, getting them by three. So, you know, it's one of the things that it seems like an eternity ago now, but hopefully, you know, we remember a lot of those things we went through that first part of the season.
We do have a scheduled game coming up on Friday. You guys will be at home against Morehill Mounts Academy, the defending league champs, and obviously they're off to a good start as well, or at least coming off a victory in their last game. But what can you tell us about the Ravens and just kind of the itinerary for Friday's matchup?
Well, you know, Luke does a good job with them there. I know they don't have a lot of kids out this year, but the ones he's got out are some good players. And, you know, it's gonna be tough. I think we've got some depth on them, but, you know, they've got some pretty talented kids. So it's one of those things I'm hoping we can get them in foul trouble and stuff. But they do have the advantage. They've played a game since they came back from break. I think they played last Friday against Adjutant County, and we haven't got a game under our belt yet since we've came back from break. So, you know, hopefully, you know, when we take the court, we're ready to go.
There it is, Steve Knoll, the Jefferson County North girls basketball coach, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. Again, fighting through the adversity and the weather this week, but a scheduled game on Friday for JCN, taking on Morehill Mounts Academy. Coach, we really appreciate the few minutes as always, and of course, we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks, Brandon.